or order to purchase this product. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's happening in Monterey, a place I love so.
We're back here on Auto World as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. We are in the eye of the hurricane. Right here at the True Car Studios. My name is Bob Long, alongside the Collector Car Market Editor and the Collector Motorcycle Market Editor for the Kelley Blue Book, the man himself, Mr. Phil Skinner. Phil, how you doing?
We're doing great, Bob. It's a really honor to be here today.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us on all of my various broadcast incarnations. So, we've been looking for you all week here, but this is just madness. I mean, I kind of have crashed just going to the auctions, and I haven't been to anywhere near the number of auctions or hours that you've put in. This is an overwhelming event to cover.
If you were a car addict, this would definitely be the overdose here.
Yeah.
It's the best way to put it. There are 5 major collector car auctions up here. I think we came up with 12 different auction sessions.
Yeah.
And we also have a motorcycle auction that's done kind of a leave-a-bid, kind of a silent auction. That's also very important up here. The amount of money that's being traded back and forth yesterday or last night, we saw a world record for a car ever at auction anywhere in the world for a Ferrari Testarossa. The hammer bid was $14.9 million plus another 10% on top of that. Just a phenomenal amount. Some of the other cars that are affordable out there are still affordable, and people are starting to look. I think we were on your program a couple weeks ago. Dave Kenny had originally put out a $220 million number, and you had me, and I concurred with that. First thing, when we saw each other here, he said, "Oh, you're piggybacking on me." And I said, "No, I came up with the same conclusion." It's just, you know, we're like minds think alike, and we're aiming for that. This is what we're looking at, that figure. Just about every auction out here is doing much better than it did last year.
Isn't that amazing, considering, you know, the recent downturns in the stock market? But ironically, a lot of those folks are taking their money out of traditional investments and putting them in something that they can enjoy.
Something and a little tangible, and it's better than a painting on the wall. You can drive this. You can enjoy it. You can come here to Pebble Beach if it's nice enough and show it.
Yep, that's right.
And the number of concours that are growing is phenomenal. We've seen Amelia Island is going to be off the charts next year. I talked to Bill Warner, and he's so excited about it. We're looking at other events that are changing, becoming much better. This is just a fabulous hobby to get into.
Let's talk about the various auctions. You mentioned Gooding last night. There's another one here tonight, Pebble Sunday night. What was it like? Were you in the room there when the $14 million vehicle went over the block?
Sadly, I was down in Monterey at the RM auction, where an $8.8 million Mercedes was sold shortly after a $4.2 million Mercedes had been sold. So I did have an assistant who was in the room, and I immediately got a text from her saying, you know, 14.9 plus
something. Yeah, I was. Isn't that amazing? Now, what makes that vehicle so special? Is it just the rarity of it, the pedigree?
With the Ferrari, it is the pedigree. It's the mystique, the lure. You know, what's happened, I've noticed at a couple of auctions, we've seen some later model performance vehicles that were specifically made for competition. And they've come to auction, and they're getting half of what they sold for. They were never used. They were put in the garage. Part of the problem was a lot of these cars, they were sold by either Ford or Chrysler or GM, and people are just putting them away. They're not taking them out and racing them and enjoying them, using them for the purpose for what they were built. So they're not building up this lure or legend to make people want to have them. this car, this Testarossa, it was a world champion vehicle.
Yeah.
It had lots of provenance. It was raced. Yeah, so today it's a $16 million vehicle because it has provenance. You take a new car out today and park it, nobody's going to see it. The cars that are out here today in Pebble Beach, we're watching them come up for their awards. These vehicles were not bought to be put away. They were bought to be used and driven. So they built up a record. They built up a history, a legend, a mystique. And they, as a result, they also built up finances. They built up, or I should say, people wanting it, which builds up its value.
Value, yeah.
And that's it.
Let's talk about some of the other auctions. It was my first time going to a Mecum auction, and this one I was very impressed with because I appreciate anything that has variety. You know, it's something for everybody there. It's not all million-dollar cars. You can actually go in there and, you know, buy a car for a reasonable amount of money, and lots of motorcycles, as you mentioned, and I like the presentation. I was really impressed with the Mecum folks.
The Mecum auction is just high, high energy from the first car to the last car. The auction crew is well-honed, and they own the room. They have the bidders trained. There's no sitting around and asking for a bid for 15 minutes,
yeah,
trying to get that extra $5.
Yeah.
Cars are up there for 2 minutes, and it's like, you better realize that car is up there today,
yeah,
and it's selling today. If you want to buy it, put your hand in the air.
Yeah.
And as a result, he has a very high percentage rate. He gets very good money and very high energy. They were doing 30 cars an hour at that
Amazing.
Sale. Most sales do 20 to 15 an hour.
RM, I was also at the last two nights, and I wasn't there at that moment when that absolutely gorgeous Mercedes, the silver Mercedes, went for the, was it $8 million?
It was $8.8 million.
And who owned that vehicle, do you know?
It was, I guess I could, the gentleman's name was Sam Mann, Sam and Emily Mann.
Mann.
They are consummate collectors. They're not paupers. They're here today with a couple of great cars.
Yeah.
Sam has won Best of Show several times here at Pebble Beach. He's a big Duesenberg fan. He's not just the guy that shows his cars. Last year, he organized a tour through Texas of Duesenbergs. We're talking cars that had an average value of $1 million to $1.5 million.
No kidding.
And they're driving them through Texas, and then some of it was like a little country road. They went out to Jacques Fauché's ranch in Harper, Texas,
yeah,
which is in the middle of nowhere, and had a great time. And so Sam is a person who really promotes the hobby.
I think I've interviewed him before. Is he from New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay.
And like I said, he sold the car. Why did he sell it? Doesn't need the money. He wanted to buy another couple of cars, and so you get rid of one, you buy
yep.
something else.
Makes
you like.
Sense.
And
yeah.
that's part of what makes the hobby. Hey, I've owned that car for a while.
Yeah.
There's rumors that there's, we're looking at, right now as we're talking, there's a couple of the Ferrari GTOs going up there, the 250 GTOs.
Wow.
Those cars are right now trading between $25 to $28 million a car.
A piece.
Each.
And how many are on the field?
We have
today?
Somebody said there's a 35 of the original 22 here. Actually, there are 22 cars on the ground, and it's the largest gathering ever of those cars. But what would make a person want to pay that much money and then sell it? And it's sometimes it's to say, well, I owned it, let somebody else have it.
Move
now.
On to something else.
And it's the idea of I've experienced that car, and that's what the hobby of car collecting has evolved around.
Yeah.
Some people, I have a car that I'll probably never get rid of.
Right.
My 60 Edsel station wagon.
Yeah, sure.
But there's other people who say, well, and I've had a few cars that, hey, I want to own this, enjoy it, see what it's like, and now let's sell it and get something else.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
That's the hobby of collecting.
Well, Phil, as usual, it's a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. We thank you for your time and look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
We'll do that. And remember, pskinner@kbb.com. There's the plug. you got an old car value. The last time I was on, Bob,
yeah,
I had about 15 different listeners come in.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
It's been, there's a lot of people out there. If you've got an old car question, pskinner@kbb.com. Glad to answer them.
Excellent. Thank you, Phil,
thank
my
you,
friend.
Bob.
We'll take a pit stop and then more.
Driving down the automotive information superhighway at about 240. This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're here at the 61st Annual Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, right here on the 18th fairway of the famous Pebble Beach Golf Links. And right now, I have the pleasure of sitting alongside John Hill, who is Bugatti's U.S. Marketing Manager. John, good to see you. How you doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
As you and I were chatting a little bit off air, I've never seen so many Veyrons in one place, and you were telling me that this year you launched an inaugural rally. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we're at the point now where we have enough owners worldwide. I mean, we're still a very exclusive brand. We've delivered over 300 cars now worldwide. So we're at the point now where our owners have been asking for some events where they can get together and interact with other Bugatti owners. So we did our first ever rally. We called it the Grand Tour here in the U.S. We started in San Francisco, went up through Napa, over to Half Moon Bay. So we took 2.5 days to do that and then ended up here in Pebble Beach on Thursday evening. We had owners from South America, the Netherlands.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. So it was really a sightseeing 10 Veyrons. Now, we had a Super Sport. I think we had 3 or 4 Grand Sports and the rest Veyrons going down the highway all together. So it was really a sight.
The Super Sport, of course, is the fastest road-going vehicle to date. They're all sold. How many in total were produced in the Super Sport range?
Well, we're still producing them, but we announced the Super Sport last July,
mm-hmm.
and in less than 9 months, we sold 46. Now, we had originally estimated the number to be 30 because based on the deposit rate at that time.
Right.
But we had some individuals who had deposits on Grand Sport or Veyron request that they be able
sure.
to switch it to Super Sport. So 46 Super Sports. They'll be produced. I don't know how many we've delivered right now, probably about 10 to 15, but they'll be produced through 2012. So the deliveries continue on that.
Great. Let's go back a little bit. I know when you guys announced the Veyron a number of years back, you said you were only going to produce 300. Have you reached that mark?
Yes, we did. We announced the car in 2005. The first deliveries were in 2006, and at the time we said 300 Veyrons. And we recently announced a couple months ago that the 300 had been committed.
Mm-hmm.
So, all of the production slots for the coupe model, which includes the Super Sport, have been sold. So,
mm-hmm.
so now we continue on with the Grand Sport, and in similar fashion, we said that we would produce no more than 150 Grand Sports, which is the open top car. And so far, we've taken 41 deposits. So, the sales rate on Grand Sport is very strong as well.
That's amazing. And the open-top car is stunning in its design. I would imagine being an open-top, extraordinarily fast vehicle with its 16-cylinder quad turbo power plant there, I would imagine the wind in your hair brings a whole new meaning to that feeling.
Yeah, and when you drive a Veyron, I mean, we didn't realize, when you take the top off, how
yeah.
much more, you hear the sound of the turbos. I mean, it's a different
yeah.
engine sound. It's not... a high revving, high pitched sound. It's more of a low roar. You with the four turbos, you get quite a bit of feedback from the intakes, whether you're accelerating or when you release, and you hear that whooshing sound as
mm-hmm.
the waste gates release the extra excess pressure. It you can really hear the engine breathing is a way to look at it.
I've been told, I haven't done so myself, but if you go onto the Bugatti website, you can configure your Bugatti, and there are so many different combinations, so many different colors, so many different choices with the interior. Tell our listeners around North America a little bit about the customization capability of a Grand Sport.
Well, and I don't even know how many standard colors we have, but if you go to our website, you can play around and configure your car and print off some really high-quality photos,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of fun to do. I mean, I do it when I'm designing our next press car for the U.S.
Sure.
So you can do it that way. I actually met a customer who designed his car on the website, but what I try to encourage people to do is start with that, but then come and visit us in Molsheim, because you see a lot of cars, you see the actual materials, and you get a better sense of the color. I mean, it's always hard to sense color on the internet, but we try to get people to come to Molsheim, and if we don't have a color that a customer's looking for, we'll match what they like. Maybe they have a car that they already have in their collection that they want to match. We can do that as well.
Have you found that there are collectors who have older Bugattis that have bought the newer Grand Sport or the Veyron?
Yes, there is some of our cars as well. I mean, they're purists. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
What we see more often is individuals who collect modern cars and
sure.
and they have all the fine cars already.
Yeah.
And this is it's time to put the cherry on top of their collection, and that's when they come to us. And once that happens, we were just talking about this the other night. We have 31 of our owners worldwide have more than one car.
Wow.
And quite a few of those are in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
I know people who've had 4 or 5
mm-hmm.
or continue to have 4 or 5. The highest number we've heard is 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great story. You must have lots of inside stories that would make a very interesting movie or book.
Well, it's our owner group. It's pretty much what you would expect. I mean, very successful business people, predominantly men. And we do have a few female owners worldwide, but predominantly men. I'd say 98-99%. And a broad range of industries, but yes, very interesting stories. And you know, it's always fun because they're all serious car guys. I mean, you have to be a serious car guy to buy. And so, you know, it's events similar to what we did this week, or getting together here at Pebble Beach, it's just always fun to get together and interact with the owner base.
Yeah, this is such a wonderful venue, and I would imagine a very important place for Bugatti to be represented.
Oh, yeah. Pebble Beach has always been our key event of the year. I mean, we introduced the Grand Sport here 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, we try to bring a special car every year. We had the Sung Blue here a couple years ago. This year we have the Lord Blanc, the white gold, that was a collaboration with KPM Porcelain. So this is a car that has porcelain inlays throughout the vehicle. It's really a stunning vehicle. And it's actually, if you go to our website at Bugatti.com, it's actually the cover photo, and it goes through a series of pictures of the Lord Blanc.
Excellent. What's next for you and Bugatti? What can you tell us?
Well, we continue on with Grand Sport, and you know, we like to play around with configurations, and we always do feature cars, some one-off vehicles. So I think you'll continue to see that kind of thing. In fact, I have customers that come to me, and you know, they say, "Well, I missed out on this one. Can I do a one-off?" And we'll do design collaborations with our buyers. So Grand Sport continues on for the next 3 years or so while we commit the rest of the 150. And, you know, we've had some various concepts that I think everybody has seen on the Internet, and those continue in development. And, you know, I think within the next year or so there'll be an announcement of what's next. But, you know, it's clear that we're here to stay. I mean, there will be something after Veyron, after Grand Sport. So
stay tuned.
Stay tuned, and you can bet that whatever happens, it will be here at Pebble Beach someday in the future.
Wonderful. John, it's a pleasure to talk with you as usual, and I still hold you to it. I got to get a ride in one of the Veyrons, one of the Grand Sports. Can't wait for that.
Absolutely. We'll get it scheduled for you, Bob.
Excellent. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the corner from Pebble Beach. I'm Bob Locke.
Giving your radio a broadcast tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World as we bring you coverage of the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. My name is Bob Long, broadcasting from the TrueCar.com studios overlooking this amazing event and joined by two amazing gentlemen. Let's first welcome Jim Fisk, who's the Vice President and U.S. Marketing Manager for Chubb Insurance. Jim, it's great to see you.
Thanks so much for having us on, Bob. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And also joining us is Jeff Walker, who is the team leader for Collector Vehicle Insurance. Hey there. What's going on, Jeff?
Nothing, Bob. Just enjoying the show today.
Let's talk a little bit about Pebble in general. Jim, have you been here many times before?
This is our fourth year here in Pebble. We've established a pretty good relationship with the folks at Pebble Beach Corporation. We invite our clients every year to our hospitality area and get to enjoy some fantastic cars along the way.
It's kind of mind-boggling, the cars. Jeff, how about yourself? Have you been to Pebble many times before?
This will be my third time now this year, and again, as Jim said, the cars here are just absolutely mind-boggling, and it never ceases to amaze me each year just how much better it gets.
I haven't had a chance to walk the field in the daylight. As I was mentioning to you guys, I was part of the Dawn Patrol early this morning. It looks like it's been kind of crazy busy out there. Tell me what it's like. What's the feel? What's the buzz? And what are some of the cool cars that you saw? Let's begin with Jim. What are some of your favorites?
Well, there's a Voisin car, which is a French make. Very aerodynamic, very interesting construction on the car. The manufacturer was a pilot, so a lot of the features in the car look like you're part of an airplane. It's owned by Peter Mullen of the Mullen Museum, so I happen to have handicapped that one as one of my favorites. Jeff, I don't know what you picked.
Well, I can say that the best part about this event is that you see some things here that you would never, ever expect to see in a million years. Some of the cars that are just completely old and untouched. There's a Hispano Suiza down there, which, you know, most people hardly ever get a chance to even see. And I was fortunate enough to go down there, stand right next to it, take a look. But the real treat for me are all the vintage motorcycles. I saw a 50cc Ducati over there, which was just unbelievable just to see some of the early beginnings of that. So.
Yeah, motorcycles have really become much more collectible. I was at the Mecham auction, and they did a whole lot of motorcycles. It seems like lots of collectors are getting into that. Want to touch on that, Jim?
Yeah, it's an interesting opportunity because the top-of-the-line motorcycles are typically going to be in the $50,000 to $75,000 range. It's very unusual for one to crack even $100,000, although there was one that recently sold for $1 million. That's the exception to the rule. And so for people starting out in the hobby who are gearheads, you can work on them yourself. They're not even a late model bike isn't totally computerized. You can still do things to it. So it's a nice entree, and frankly, you can put a lot more of them in your garage than you can full-size cars.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the motorcycle side of the fence with Jeff. Lots of cool motorcycles. I don't know if you're over there at Mecham a little bit, but I got to see some Indians. And all. Every time I see an Indian, I think of that movie, The Fastest Indian.
Right, yeah. We're actually staying at the hotel where the Mecham auction is, and I did take a quick walk through and saw those Indians as well, some of the old Harleys they had there. And it is amazing, you know, like Jim was saying, that the motorcycle market is really starting to expand. And, I mean, even here, just the tent that they have on the pathway to get over here, they have a motorcycle auction that's right here, and it's gotten twice as big in the past 3 years.
No, that's absolutely true. Yeah. When we first arrived, the auction for the motorcycles was a very, very small component of it. They've really expanded. They've really, they're attracting some big dollars. So, you know, if I had surplus money to throw at a collectible these days, I think the motorcycle market is still appreciating quite nicely.
Let's talk a little bit about Gooding. You guys have been doing a lot of work with Gooding over the last few years, and Gooding has aligned themselves with the Pebble Beach Concours and does two spectacular nights. Last night setting, I believe, a world record with a Ferrari. Why don't you tell us about that sale, Jeff? Were you there in attendance?
I was there in attendance, yeah. And Jim, what was the year of that Ferrari?
I believe it was a 250 TR.
57, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful car, and it had a ton of racing history. I think Phil Hill had sat in the seat.
Yep.
I think Dan Gurney had sat in the seat.
Right.
I'm trying to think who else sat in that seat.
More importantly, it was a prototype of the Testarossa. It had been rebodied a couple times. It's one of the very, very few Classiche certified by Ferrari Testarossas. It hammered for $14.9 million. It was amazing. The first bid was $5 million. The second bid was $10 million. And when you get into that kind of rarefied air within the first 15 seconds of a car crossing the block, we all held our breath for the next 10 minutes. And then finally hammered out over the phone at $14.9 million, including the commission to Gooding. I think it's totaled of $16.3-something million, which obliterated the prior record for an auction car, which was another Testarossa that sold a few years back in London at $12.4 total. So just unbelievable electricity in that car was crossing a block.
You know, and the thing with that car is that, you know, you can get easily jaded hanging out at places like this all year round. But to actually stand next to that car and see it, I had the opportunity before Gooding got really packed to actually look inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sounds silly, but smell what the interior smelled like. Right? Get up and actually, you know, take a look. And it is quite a car. I mean, it gives off a vibe.
Let's talk a little bit more about David Gooding. This gentleman has really done a spectacular job with his events down at Amelia Island as well as here at Pebble Beach. Finding some spectacular vehicles. I don't know where he finds some of these. Really incredible stories behind them. Jim, talk a little bit about Chubb's relationship with Gooding and Company.
Well, several years ago, David was fortunate to get the consignment on the Williamson Bugatti collection. And the collection hadn't been insured by the owner previously. David won't take the consignment until he knows it's got coverage. So as a favor to a friend of ours, we accepted the exposure. And that was the start of a terrific relationship. David Gooding is one of the most genuinely decent individuals on the planet. I think the reason he gets such great consignments is because he's trustworthy. He has business ethics. And try and find somebody to say something ill of him and you can't. So we're very pleased. We actually haven't said anything yet, but we've just extended our contract relationship with David for 2 more years.
Great.
And are very, very pleased to keep our competitors out of his tent and continue to deepen our relationship with his folks.
That's fantastic. Jim, I know you and I have had conversations before down at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance. I was just talking to Bruce Wennestrom, the co-chairman of that event. And that's a very unique event, too. I mean, it's kind of a boutique show, but 2 special days, one devoted to American vehicles, one to European, and an auction right there on site. It's
right.
A very cool event.
Now, David, Bruce really kind of set a whole new perspective for the Concours d'Elegance by breaking it up into American and international car days. That's a pattern that's been followed now by some other events. And it allows the spectator to really say, I want to see the American muscle, I want to see the international, the foreign sports cars, or maybe I want to see both. And it's been a tremendously successful event. It was tragic that Bruce's wife passed this past year. But he's a car guy as far back as they go. I believe the name of his organization is the Madison Avenue Sports Car Club and Chowder Society.
Exactly.
As a marketing and advertising guy, I'm probably the only one that gets why they call it the Chowder Society, and there's no real reason. It just works.
Excellent. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for your time here today on Auto World.
Thank you, Bob.
And Jim, great to see you as well, and thank you very much for your time, and have a great rest of your Pebble experience, and good luck tonight at the Gooding Auction.
Thanks so much, Bob, and safe travels back to the East Coast.
Thank you. We'll take a pit stop, and then more of Auto World straight ahead on Bob Long.
This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now your host, Bob Long.
Broadcasting from the True Car Studios, you're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. And we are sitting alongside right now a gentleman with some really cool news to tell us about some breaking stories here at Pebble Beach from the Lexus folks. He is the Lexus Vice President of Brand Development and Customer Services. It's my pleasure to welcome Andrew Cotese to the airways of Auto World. How you doing there, Andrew?
Yes, I'm doing well, thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, thank you.
So you guys have unveiled a brand new vehicle here at Pebble. It was a Thursday afternoon, and I didn't have the opportunity to see you take the wraps off a vehicle that we originally saw in concept form in New York not that long ago, but this is the production version, the 2013 Lexus GS. Tell us all about it.
Yes, well, we're pleased to bring it here to Pebble Beach. What a great automotive event. And this car will go on sale in early 2012. It's the 2013 GS, as you mentioned. And it really signals an all-new direction for Lexus products. We have 9 new or significantly revamped products coming out within 2012. And this is the first one. So it signals a wave of change for Lexus products. The GS, first of all, debuts our new spindle grille, which is kind of a new brand look to Lexus products, and we'll flow that out across our lineup during 2012. Has a fairly confident and bold stance, and that spindle grille really signals a new confidence in Lexus, if you will. And the other elements that debut with that car is, secondly, an all-new multimedia package and an all-new really connected platform of electronics that you'll be able to connect your smartphone to and be more connected to the outside world. And then also you will see a new, more engaging driving experience for Lexus products. And the GS really embodies that very well with an all-new chassis, new suspension that has a tremendously precise kind of driving character to it. So I know there are many people anxious to drive that car and see what that's about.
Certainly the styling, let's begin there, is definitely a departure from what we've seen from Lexus in the past and the GS series. You guys have become more bold in recent years, of course, unleashing the supercar called the LFA, and certainly you see some of the influence of that vehicle in this new GS. Tell us a little bit more about the new DNA, the new design philosophy, which seems to be a part of the Lexus brand.
Okay. Yes, the LFA absolutely did have an influence in a number of ways. First of all, the LFA, if you notice the purpose of the vehicle, it's got a very clear stance, a very stable and strong stance. You definitely see that in the GS and the proportions of the vehicle. The other thing is that we have our own design philosophy that is basically what we call intriguing simplicity. And so instead of a lot of shapes and scallops on the sheet metal of the vehicle, we keep the sheet metal relatively simple but elegant, and introduce details that draw your eye to the vehicle. It's details such as the corners of the chrome moldings around the window graphics and elements like that bring some sophistication to the simple beauty of the car. The LFA also, if you look at it compared to other exotic cars, has a fairly simple form actually to it, and yet it is bold and purposeful, mostly in the proportion of the vehicle.
Proportions are so important when it comes to vehicle design, and you're absolutely right. The LFA is just an elegant supercar, and there's a yellow one parked outside here at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance for folks to check out. But let's talk a little bit more about this upcoming all-new 2013 Lexus GS. Tell us about the standard power plant. What will that be?
Well, the standard powertrain is a 3.5-liter V6. It's direct injected. It uses all of our latest technology. It's a sophisticated powertrain, over 300 horsepower. It is a proven powertrain. We've basically refined the powertrain that we used in the previous car, and so we've brought that to market. It's a very good fuel efficiency. Very good powertrain. We've also introduced, coupled to that, a transmission that has significant enhancements to it from what we've done before. We have a very direct shifting automatic transmission with paddle shifts, standard on all the models. We've really taken what we've learned from our ISF, high performance IS model, with lock-up torque converters and very quick shifting characteristics along with paddle shifters, and we've adapted a lot of those learnings to this car. If you put that car in the sport mode, in the manual mode, it has a throttle blipping on the downshifts, that kind of engaging experience that I think a lot of Pebble Beach people like. We have a lot of car enthusiasts here today. People like to have the car respond to them.
It sounds like you're going to be getting some new conquest buyers, perhaps, into the Lexus brand with this particular incarnation of the all-new GS for 2013. Is that one of the goals for the vehicle, to bring new folks into the brand?
Yes, it is. We really see two things happening with the new GS. First of all, GS historically has been about 65% conquest business for Lexus, actually. So it has historically been a car that's been good for us in terms of bringing new people in. This new one will continue that and probably even expand that further. But equally as important, we want to provide an opportunity for IS customers. The current IS has been a successful car for us. And it's done well for us. We have got quite a buyer base of people now that really enjoy the engaging driving experience that the IS offers. It's a compact sports sedan, rear-wheel drive, just as the GS is, as well as offering all-wheel drive, of course. But the new GS will give them a great place to step up to. Some of those people say to us, you know, the LS is a little bit too far for them to stretch, either financially or in terms of size. The GS is a good landing place for them.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about the electronics, the connectivity that you brought up. Younger buyers certainly are so into this, and everybody really is, but when you talk to a lot of 20-somethings, Generation X, Generation Y buyers, they quite often cite, when they're looking for a new vehicle, one of the most important things that they're looking for is the connectivity with their mobile devices. And, you know, this is kind of a departure from slightly older folks who are looking for, you know, performance first or styling first, but these younger folks, they want that connectivity. So you mentioned a little bit earlier in our interview that this was a real high priority with this GS. Tell us about this new multimedia system and its connectivity capability.
Yes, they being on the new GS and then rolling out on our rest of our lineup next year is sort of our next generation of Inform. Our Inform services are quite an impressive array of services offered. What's really new and particularly noteworthy is the fact that you can connect your smartphone to the vehicle. And through that, we will have a set of applications available that will allow your smartphone to do some of the work for you that while you're driving, via voice-activated commands, to do things like set up restaurant reservations.
Wow.
For example, so you can do that in a voice-connected way. You can buy movie tickets through movietickets.com, find out when a movie is showing that you're wanting to see, and you can book tickets that way, for example. You can do a Bing local search. You can use Yelp These are features that you'll be able to use in this vehicle, as well as some music services, such as iHeartRadio, for example. And these music services will be all accessible through your smartphone and through voice-activated commands. We'll have a very powerful voice recognition software that will allow for a pretty impressive experience. And all of that while driving and without distracting you from driving. So believe me, that's been a big, big focus. In addition, we've got a new, really our next generation of controller, a remote controller that we use in the vehicle. The screen is mounted up high in the instrument panel. It's the world's first 12.3-inch screen, I may say.
Wow.
In a vehicle larger than an iPad with wonderful graphics.
Amazing.
Split-screen capabilities. You can have your navigation map as well as your song information or telephone mm-hmm. information and so forth. But our new generation of multimedia controller is really quite impressive. It is enhanced from what we introduced originally on the RX. So the whole human-machine interface will be progressing to a new level.
That's fantastic. And you guys have always offered wonderful audio systems. Tell us a little bit about what will be the audio systems in the new GS.
Well, our new Mark Levinson system is our top-of-the-line system on this car, and it's really, Mark Levinson has been a fantastic audio system for us on our various vehicles. This one will have an 835-watt system, and note that's at that extremely low distortion level. Lexus, I think, measures our distortion level lower than anyone else, but it is a fabulous, fabulous system. It also uses some new technology in the speakers. That is very energy savings as well, very much energy saving
sure.
and efficient. It's really progressing to be our latest and greatest and newest technology in any of our audio systems on the new GS, so we're proud of that.
Well, Andrew, again, thank you so much for your time, and have fun here at Pebble Beach 2011.
Thank you.
We'll take a pit stop and then more. Don't go away.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.